Hi everyone, Sam here, your mother of Valkyries and host of the Sword and the Riven podcast. Most of you know by now that I love all things spooky. Give me all the skeletons, bats, witches, spells, I could go on. When people think spooky, they can also think of things that scare them. That's why horror movies are more popular to watch during the spooky season. And what makes a good horror movie? Spooky music, dark vibes, suspense, and anxiety. Sometimes the fitness world, the gym, and working out can feel the same way. There can be so much fear and anxiety around all things fitness. Every person experiences things differently because of different chapters in our lives, but many of us have common themes or tropes. Just like many Valkyries in the squad have a common theme or chapter that includes a love of Akasith. This trope of feeling stressed or anxious because of fitness is one I hear people talk about and see in our Discord communities frequently. Squad members are asking for advice or giving tips on how to overcome these feelings, to push through and not avoid workouts. When I was thinking about overcoming anxiety recently, it reminded me of how Sydney in the movie Scream keeps fighting against the killers to make it to the end of the movie. I know this may feel like a weird analogy. Welcome to the wonderful chaos that is my brain, but just follow me for a second. Horror movies, including Scream, are fun ways to experience all things scary, but sometimes they can get a little too terrifying and you can feel your anxiety symptoms spike. It's all about what happens in the body when we're watching a scary movie. During a horror movie, our brains can release adrenaline, which prepares our bodies for stressful situations. Our sympathetic nervous system responds to the threat and throws us into the fight or flight response. This results in your body's physical responses like increased heart rate and muscle contracting. Some people love these feelings they get while watching a scary movie. They're probably your friend who are a horror movie buff. But for other people, they may not enjoy their body being triggered into this response, especially for those who experience anxiety in their daily lives, because our physical responses can be very similar. Intrusive thoughts and feelings about being afraid can also occur when watching a scary movie. These are thoughts that pop into your head unexpectedly that may make you feel uneasy. For many people, they can feel uncertain, hard to let go of, and can feel abnormal. Like after you have an intrusive thought, the next thing you think is, why the heck did I think that? It's the idea that after you watch a scary movie and hear your house creak, you immediately think that Ghostface is coming to kill you. Do you know it's not true? Yes. Could you also feel the fear and anxiety as if it were true? Also yes. Scary movies don't cause anxiety, but they can trigger anxiety symptoms even though you know the threat isn't real. And that is exactly what anxiety around fitness feels like most of the time. In the movie, you see the person walking through the street alone and you hear the music knowing something bad is going to happen. It's as if you are walking into your living room to work out or into the gym and you hear the creepy music start to play. That music is your negative thoughts lurking in the back of your minds. It's all of a sudden this anxiety spike in your fight or flight response, making you feel like the threat is real, that this creature in the back of your mind hunting you down like you shouldn't be going to do this workout or into the gym because something bad is going to happen. It's like in the movie Scream, when someone on the phone is asking you questions to try and get you talking, but they actually end up making you panic. Like for Sydney, it started off simple with what's your favorite movie and got to what's your name so I can know who I'm looking at. Your brain starts off planning your workout by asking, what workout do you want to do today? Or what body part do you want to work on? But then your thoughts are impacted by your anxiety and you start asking yourself, what if someone is watching me in the gym? What if I do the workout wrong? What if I fail? And once you get into that anxiety mindset, it's really hard to push through and fight through it. The thing we have to remember is we can push through the anxiety and survive our workouts or the gym. And spoiler alert for Scream, just like Sydney is able to fight and survive. The thing that helped Sydney survive the killers was understanding the rules of the movie. Understanding what would or would not happen so she knew what to expect and could plan on how to overcome her anxiety to survive. Reminding yourself what to expect when you work out or walk into the gym is what is going to help you survive your workout and overcome your anxiety. The ironic thing is, working out can actually relieve anxiety and build confidence for you the longer you keep doing it. But so many people get overwhelmed with the initial anxiety that they can't see that next chapter for themselves. But once you know the rules of your situation, you can survive. Anxiety is everywhere in every horror movie and in so many of the chapters of our lives. So I'm going to hold your hand through this podcast as we go through the trilogy of fitness anxieties. I'm going to help you learn the rules so you can know what to expect, overcome anxiety, and most importantly, always survive. The first movie up in our trilogy is titled Fitness World Scream. There can be so much worry, stress, anxiety, scary movie music around what to do with basic fitness. With so many people in the fitness space, there are tons of voices trying to get you on the phone and ask you tons of questions to convince you what you should or shouldn't be doing. You can choose to pick up the phone and get overwhelmed by all those voices and questions, but your brain might go into an anxiety spiral, get fear paralysis, and you might not make it through any workouts or fitness program. So how do you survive fitness world anxiety? Don't pick up the phone and remember the most important rules. First rule of anxiety survival is you may not survive if you don't eat or hydrate enough. Toxic fitness culture has been screaming for years that this food is bad or that food is bad. It has created this anxiety about what you should or shouldn't be eating. But the truth is, throw all those restrictive eating rules out of the window. Focus on eating foods that make you feel good. Eat lots of fruits, veggies, and protein. Eat only until you feel full. You can stop when you feel full, even if you made more food than you already ate. Even if you haven't finished everything on your plate. Learn your body cues for when it's hungry or not, while focusing on whole foods. And if you want to have a piece of chocolate, eat the damn chocolate. Resident Valkyrie dietitian Morgan talks all about this on the podcast episodes 6 and 7. Listen to her episodes about learning how to listen to your body. But not only do you need to eat to survive, you need to hydrate. The human body is about 50 to 60% water. Water is important for regulating body temperature, keeping your organs functioning properly, and allowing your body to move well. It also prevents infections while improving your mood and sleep. When you get dehydrated, you will notice declines in mood, energy, and performance, and an increase in hunger as your body tries to signal you to get more. Water is essential to survival, not only in fitness, but in everyday life. Check out my ebook, A Valkyrie's Guide to Badassery and How to Not Kill Anyone, for more water info and tips. When we are hungry and dehydrated, our anxiety can be heightened because our basic needs are not being met. How could you possibly exert your body with any type of workout if your body is already struggling to survive? Another rule to survival is you may not survive if you don't rest properly. Taking breaks and allowing yourself the proper time to rest is something I have been talking about all damn season of the podcast this year. Tis the damn season. So while I'm not going to go into details because you can listen to episodes 19, 20, and 23 for more, I'm going to remind you of the basics of why you have to take the damn break and rest. You will have days where your body feels like it survived a horror movie, totally drained and aching, and resting is okay. It's better for you to take a break, recover, and keep going on tomorrow, instead of pushing yourself through a workout, which can cause burnout and even injury. When you don't rest when your body needs it, those feelings of anxiety can creep in. Don't let yourself feel anxious because you haven't worked out. And don't let yourself feel anxious because you took a break. Take the break, let your body rest, let your mind rest, your anxiety wash away, survive in the moment, and you can start working out again tomorrow. The last rule to surviving anxiety in the fitness world scream is that you may not survive if you don't reach out your hand. It can be scary and intimidating trying to navigate this world, but there are people who have their hands extended to help you overcome anxiety and make it to the end of the movie. So many professionals out there are willing to help in gyms, programs, or even on social media. They can help guide you or answer questions. All you have to do is reach out your hand and ask. If you have questions, search for their contact information on their website or social media. Don't be afraid to ask the question either. If you have the question, 99% of the time, someone else has also already asked the question. So email or slide into someone's DMs to ask the question. If you have anxiety about sliding into people's DMs, their comment sections are open too. Comment on a video and ask your question there. People have done this with me on TikTok and I have answered their question right away. That's why I created options for asking questions in Valkyrie Squad. There's the form channel where you can ask questions and get answers from me or any of the Valkyries. But you also have the option of having a form one-on-one with me. Schedule it and ask the questions you have so I can help you. I understand that it's less intimidating to ask in the form channel, so you can choose which option works best for you. But don't be afraid to schedule with me. I promise I don't bite. No matter what workouts you are doing, the fitness world can be overwhelming and scary, so anxiety can be a regular occurrence. But remembering these rules will give you the basics to survive. Want a bonus suggestion? You can feel less anxious and more confident when you work out if you love what you're wearing to work out in. This episode is sponsored by Workshop. Why work out when you can work out? Training in your Illyrian leathers sounds gross, hot, and terrible, so why not do it in a lightweight, breathable, and fucking cool outfit? Enter Workshop, and that's Workshop with an E. Workshop is about embracing your individuality and feeling great while working out. Whether you are training to climb the mountain, taking a Taylor Swift yoga class, or running out to grab matcha, they've got you covered. If you're a romanticy lover like me, my favorite outfits are those that step off the page and into reality. From unicorns and elves to gargoyles and phoenixes, and even from dragons to pirates, Workshop has an outfit for every fantasy trope. All their products are made in-house in their small studio outside of Los Angeles, California. In an effort to fight fast fashion, they keep inventory tight and make everything in small batches. The owner, Tina, designs everything by hand, making sure the designs are one of a kind, just like you. My favorite sets, in no particular order, obviously the Valkyrie and Athena sets, Featherlight Bells and Tank in Pit Viper to channel your inner Viper Queen, Athleisure leggings and Tank in Moon Phases in case you're flying to the Night Court, and of course, the brand new Dragon Rider set for all those who are trying to train their dragon. You can head to workshop.com, and that's WERKshop.com, and use my code BODYSEMANTICS for 10% off. You survived your first fitness anxiety scary movie. Congrats! Now we are starting the sequel in our trilogy, The Nightmare in the Gym. Literally so many people experience gym anxiety. It's one of the main reasons people don't like working out in the gym. The moment they walk in the door, they feel like that eerie music starts to play, that everyone is looking at them, watching them to see what their next move will be. They don't know where to go or what to do to make it to the end of their workout. So they get so overwhelmed and anxious, they leave and don't get to finish what they started. The rules to survive the nightmare in the gym are all the same rules from the first movie. We are just adding more rules in the sequel. Remember these rules, prepare for the anxiety, and they will help you survive going to the gym. Rule number one to surviving the nightmare in the gym anxiety is you may not survive going to the gym if you hate it. Because if you hate it, you'll end up walking out. Or you'll spend all your time frustrated at everything and everyone and have a terrible time focusing on the other people instead of yourself. And frustration can lead to anxiety, which can easily lead to you not finishing or rushing through your workouts. When you force yourself to go to the gym and you hate it, the next time you won't want to go, it gets harder to go, and so on. It becomes a place you don't want to be until your anxiety talks you out of going at all. So why make yourself feel like that? There are tons of workout options that don't include any gym at all. That's one of the reasons I started the Micro Squad. Because in COVID, we couldn't go to gyms, so I created workouts that didn't require them. If you want to go to the gym, but cannot get over all those anxious, intrusive thoughts the moment you walk in, you're going to have to make a change to survive. You can change what time you work out. Try and go when it's quieter or less people. It will help the gym be less intimidating. Go to the gym with a friend, significant other, or someone in your inner circle. Even if you're not doing the same thing in the gym, having someone there to support you and talk to can be a relief of those anxious thoughts and feelings. It's the idea that even though you are doing your own thing, you're still spending that time together and still supporting each other by being there together. If you get anxiety about what to do in the gym, going to a fitness class can be another option. It will help give you structure and directions on what to do each class. Plus, you get to be around people also working out because you won't be alone there. There are ways you can overcome anxiety to help survive the gym, but know your survival on your fitness journey doesn't depend on you going to a gym at all. If you hate the gym, don't go and find an alternative that works best for you. Another rule of the Nightmare in the Gym movie is the gym scenes are always much more elaborate, confusing, and overwhelming. Walking into the gym can feel like you just stepped into a nightmare. There are too many machines, lots of people, and loud music. It has too many options of things to do. Nothing is labeled. The machines and equipment can be sweaty and gross. It's scary how many people do not clean their machines. And nothing is organized in the gym. It's almost always all mixed together or even all over the place. Every single gym is different. There's no consistency to where anything is, even between branches or the same gym. And if you want to use free weights, good luck. Free weights are usually never in the same spot as where you want to work out. It feels like people are always watching you walk up to the rack to grab them. They're never put back in the same spots or even put back together in a pair. And many gyms only have one pair of each weight, so someone has the weights you want. Gyms don't always have more than one of the same machines either. So if someone is on the machine you want to use, it can totally throw off your groove, leaving you feeling like Cusco and not knowing what to do. All that chaos is enough to give anyone anxiety. Even if you know what you're doing, having to wait around for a machine or equipment you need can give you anxiety about not getting to do what you wanted. Anticipating the gym to be this way is key to your survival. If you know what setting you're walking into, it takes away the fear of not knowing what to expect. Like if you knew the phone call was coming from inside the house already, you wouldn't have been surprised and then wouldn't have been anxious about getting the kids out. Reminding yourself the gym is overwhelming and unorganized and expecting it won't trigger your anxiety nearly as much when you walk in. And the last rule in the Nightmare in the Gym sequel is you may not survive if you show up without a plan. Imagine you were standing in the house ready to take on Ghostface knowing you need to do it to survive. And you have no plan or don't know what to do. You would be panicking about how to survive. Showing up to the gym, ready to take on your workouts, knowing you want to finish them, but having no plan. It would be hard to get to the end of your workout. It's overwhelming standing around looking at the machines, trying to figure out what to do, leaving room for anxiety to creep in. You might even sit on the machine confused, not sure how you're actually supposed to use it, giving anxiety another opportunity to strike. And a lot of times people don't use the machines correctly, so watching someone else use it might not even help you. Having no plan of attack to survive your workouts makes surviving just that much harder. Maybe you tried to come to the gym with a plan. You picked a video from TikTok and wanted to follow it, so you try and find the video to watch it. But now it's been 20 minutes, you haven't found the video, now you're scrolling when you got distracted by other things instead of doing your workouts. You've now fucked up the plan, and anxiety has an opening to slice through you. Instead of giving anxiety that opening, you probably should have screenshotted that workout and put it in your notes so you could pull it up easily. Or maybe you should have subscribed at home so you're not trying to do it sitting in the gym, wasting time, watching anxiety circle you. Fitness professionals make workouts in a specific way. We create plans knowing there's structure to how to build a workout. When you don't have a plan, you may not even realize what muscle groups you are purposefully or even unintentionally working. You can end up overtraining yourself or get injured because you burnt out a muscle you didn't even know you were using in all these workouts. Having a plan is so important to making sure you are working muscles out together instead of winging it for one area. An easy way to make sure you always have a plan when you're working out is to take a class. Going to a class is the best thing you can do if you are not a planner because you get to show up and there is already a plan in place for you. Usually when you join a gym, you may get offered a free personal training session. Yes, this offer is usually just for them to try and convince you to buy more sessions from them. But it can also be really helpful when you are new. That person can help you figure out the gym layout, where things are, and how to use machines. You can talk to them about your focuses and goals so they can recommend to you what to do while you are there. At the end of your session, just know they will try and convince you to keep working out with them, but know you have every right to say no and still take advantage of that free session. Walking into the gym can feel like anxiety is stalking you, ready to pounce at the smallest sign of fear or doubt. Showing up at the gym with a plan of attack, ready to go when you walk in, is the best way to survive and avoid the suspense music starting to play. The third and final movie in our fitness anxiety trilogy is The Silence of the Valkyrie Squad. Valkyrie Squad will follow the same basic fitness world rules, and if you do any of your Valkyrie workouts in a gym, you'll need to follow those rules too. But there are a few rules specifically to overcome anxiety and survive Valkyrie Squad. The first rule is that anyone, including the main character, can have anxiety. That includes the you and me too. Yeah, I said me too. I had anxiety the entire time I was creating the Valkyrie Squad. You can hear it in almost every video, how nervous I was, or at least I can hear it. Writing a program for the masses was nerve-wracking as fuck. I was working so hard trying to make it accessible to anyone, anywhere, at any fitness level. It was really important to me to make sure it was accessible because it's something I value, and actually one of the core values I founded the Micro Squad on. The ironic thing is, I actually don't feel anxious when I'm in front of people teaching and instructing. But writing massive routines, that's where anxiety attacked. I was so anxious, hoping everything would go okay, that all the workouts would be progressional and starting novice and an introductory level for everyone. I was so anxious, hoping that the program was going to be liked, not even successful, because if you've listened to episode 18, you know I had delusions about the program's success. I was worried about whether you all would enjoy the program. Akasif is such an iconic book, and ACOTAR has literally become a pop culture movement, and I didn't want to make something that people would feel was all wrong or not aligned with the book. Even with the new Butcher and Blackbird workout that was just released, I was so anxious writing it and hoping it will live up to the level that people want it to be. I constantly worried if I make enough jokes or if I punned it enough or just if I did enough for it. So while I may not experience the same anxiety as some of you in the program, because I've been a professional in the industry for over 10 years, even your mother of Valkyries struggles with anxiety in relation to fitness. Another rule about the Silence of the Valkyrie Squad movie is being at home won't keep you from feeling anxious about the workouts. When you are about to turn on any day of the Valkyrie Squad, just be prepared that you may still feel anxious. While you are not surrounded by people who could be watching you, you may still feel that judgment, but you are the only one placing that judgment on yourself. No one is going to judge you except maybe your dog and yourself. In the novice channel in Discord, it's not uncommon for Valkyries to talk about feeling anxious because their body isn't moving the way they want it to. Like on novice day one, Valkyries say their legs can't stay up straight to the ceiling. Or on novice day two, Valkyries comment that their legs shook way more than they thought. When things don't happen the way you expect them to while working out, those intrusive thoughts can start creeping in, making room for anxiety too. Throughout the whole program, I have heard from Valkyries and seen comments in Discord about being nervous because they felt like they couldn't get the right form or their body doesn't move exactly the same way. Maybe they feel uncoordinated or that they can't do it exactly like I do it in the video. Some Valkyries even feel anxious because they feel like they are progressing too slowly. I am here to tell you none of those things are true. You can feel every single one of those fears, anxieties, and worries. But that doesn't mean the threat is real, just like watching a scary movie. You can trigger your body into physical reactions with your thoughts, but that doesn't mean you are actually in danger. You can worry about all these things and feel anxious every time you turn on a video, but please know that showing up is enough. Even though you are at home, remembering that you can still feel anxious will be key to your survival through the workout and through the program. The thing about being at home is sometimes you can feel so alone and forget that your survival isn't just about you fighting anxiety. There is an entire community of Valkyries in Discord there to support you and help you change your anxious thoughts and remind you that you can do these workouts and that you will survive working out. As your mother of Valkyries, I am always here taking up my sword alongside you to fight and make sure we all survive fitness anxiety. End scene, roll credits. You survived the trilogy of fitness anxieties. You know the rules to survive and how to make it to the end of your anxiety chapter. Remember how I said working out can actually relieve anxiety and build confidence. If you can remember these survival rules and keep going, you actually can get to this next chapter. When you work out, you will get relief from your anxiety from working out. Studies have shown all durations of exercise have reduced anxiety effects. The greater effects were noted when exercise was performed at moderate intensity for periods up to 30 minutes. And lucky for you, the Micro Squad library has a majority of workouts lasting 30 minutes or less. Making exercise a regular part of your lifestyle is also vital. So you work out, you feel great, you relieve some of those feelings of anxiety, but it's not a long-term fix. According to the research, the pre-exercise feelings of anxiety returned within 24 hours of exercise and sometimes as soon as 4 to 6 hours afterward. Not surprisingly, with consistent workouts completed over several weeks, those participants were shown to have a greater impact on positive mood change and thus lead to a greater reduction in anxiety levels. Researchers Sagar, Eccles, and Richardson in their 2011 study suggested that we rebrand exercise, and focus on quality of life when motivating individuals to engage in and sustain physical activity. All that to say, working out isn't a quick fix to your anxiety, but if you make working out part of your lifestyle, it can have a tremendous impact for those of you who struggle with anxiety more regularly. But no matter how anxiety impacts your life, whether it be about fitness, work, your inner circle, or something you can't control, remember that you can survive. You can find a way to survive even when you can't always see how right away. Just like Nessa did in Akasif when she said, "It happened to her. She had survived, but she had been helpless and afraid. Not today." This week's piece of Cauldron Blessed Wisdom is to remind you that you can and will survive fitness anxiety. You have to wake up, decide to face your fears, and choose to survive. Just like in Scream when Sydney came back and constantly faced her fears and being hunted, even though it was hard. Just like when I created the program and was so anxious about what you all would think of it, I told myself, just fucking do it and hit publish on the program. You can decide to survive, tell yourself you can do it, turn around to face your fear and anxiety, rip off the mask, and fight. Sydney had to fight back in every single movie. In every new scene, she had to choose to not give up and keep fighting. You too can survive every single chapter of your life. Channel your inner Valkyrie and fight back again and again. Your action item this week is to push yourself out of your comfort zone and decide to survive what you think is scary. Ask yourself, what workout move or class scares you the most? Once you figure that out, instead of avoiding it, choose to do it, overcome it, and survive it. Obviously, please do this within reason and don't hurt yourself. You know your limits. I'm not asking you to go past them. Choose to say fuck you to fear and anxiety around fitness. Do the damn thing and remember, you will survive. You will survive. Until next episode, remember to be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by Bex Castro, Mia Garlock, and Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about The Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you like this week's episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.